This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 31st. God's word to you today is Face Up. Our scripture reading is taken from John 17, verse 1, and it says, "After saying all these things, Jesus looked up to heaven and said, Father." When Jesus wants to talk to God, Jesus faces him. When you want to talk to God, face him. And because God is on his throne in heaven, that means to face up. Like we said yesterday, you may not do this all the time. However, the posture of your heart is more important, and it mostly will reflect on the physical. Luke 9, verse 16 says, "Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up towards heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the bread into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so that they could distribute it to the people." Jesus had an almost impossible situation. How do you feed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish? Jesus faced God and blessed it. Very instructive. John 11 verses 40 to 41 says, "Jesus responded, 'Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?' So they rolled the stone aside. Then Jesus looked up to heaven and said, 'Father, thank you for hearing me.'" This is the story of Lazarus that we had looked at a few weeks ago. Jesus faced God first before he faced the situation. Jesus spoke to God first before he spoke to the dead situation. When you face God, you can face the problem. When you turn your face to God in prayer, you can turn your face to the problem in victory. When you turn your face to God in prayer, you can turn your face to your position in victory. Mark 7 verse 3 and 35 says, "Jesus led him away from the crowd so that they could be alone. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, 'Ephphatha,' which means 'be opened.' Instantly, the man could hear perfectly, and his tongue was freed so that he could speak plainly." Looking up to God and facing God, Jesus could change something that was totally physically impossible. Jesus looked up to God, and it is a huge lesson for us. When you face a situation at work, in your business, in your career, or in your health, look to God. Shift your focus to God, and God will fill your mouth with laughter and your tongue with singing. As God's children, we have the privilege of going to Him willingly. A time will come when those that are not with God will have to bow to Him compulsorily. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee will bow. Is it going to be voluntary bowing, or is it going to be mandatory bowing? What will be, will be. What will it be? Will you bow voluntarily now, or would you be compelled to bow? You decide, because every knee will bow. When people become arrogant towards God, God knows how to humble them, because they recognize that He is God. There is no one that God cannot humble. People have made very arrogant statements at God, and when God is done with them, by themselves, they lift up their eyes to heaven and say, "There is a God in heaven." A classic example is Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 4, verse 34. Please read. Let us pray. Father, I come willingly, lifting up my eyes to you and bowing my knees to you in worship, in total dependence on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.